Good. So we're holding a paraclam at bays. Yes. Beperik of Akiva. Vayisyasu betachti sahar. So you're going to say, Omer Rav of Dimi bar Chama bar Machasyo. Velamit shakof aleim sahar ke gigis. The famous Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain on top of them like sort of like a cup, like a barrel. Va'amu lahem, im atem kamentarim mutavim lav shomtei kuraschem. That this is a loophole where we could then use this as a platform to say that we were coerced. Despite the fact that they, that this was done nominally by Korcham, but they were mekabel again berotz mechashveres as if kim vekiblu kimu shekiblu kvar adka. Very famous Gemara. But this is ikshu. But like for Amru, Nasa v'nishma. I mean, Nasa v'nishma said before where they expressed extreme rutzen for it, so what's now? So he answered, maybe they were scared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was scared that when they'll see the big fireworks at Har Sinai, El Acharata, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to add some hechreach for it. Well, lefi anira ein advar me'leburim. Shenema ki Yisrael yachzur mekabolos ha-Teira, ashle Yosef schuse mizaram vizarazaram aroilam. It's very strange that the thing about which it says, b'shor, that they said nasev nishma, they were b'ni b'chayri, and so on and so forth. Umas chusuzeh, shem lekovim ha-yuchayzen. So now we have to ask ourselves, maybe they wouldn't have stayed with it. V'oid yichpaleh mahag shuchayzen l'ata. Why doesn't it wait till they actually say no? And then he'll put a pointed gun to them. It says that the goyim tain takadosh baruch hu. Did you try forcing us? Why is it baruch hu? We taught to them. Say, listen. I mean, I gave them the Kfir Sahar treatment because they had said, Nasa Nishma, so they deserved a booster. You guys didn't do anything, so you don't deserve anything. So he says like this. The point of Kfir Sahar was that Klal Yisrael their relations to the Torah should not be, it's something that they wanted to have. In other words, it's like there's necessary surgery and elective surgery. So elective surgery means I didn't have to have it, but I want to have a longer nose, a shorter nose, whatever. So had Torah been stayed voluntary, then Torah would be a type of activity that enhances life. It's something that a person may wish to engage in, but it's not something that is echrech by its nature. It's an ideal. It's not a reality. Kater kolum kulo taliboy. Had it not been Torah, the world would have been destroyed. It's not, it's Torah cannot be perceived as something which is a better version of life. It has to be perceived as a necessary version of life. And therefore, getting it through Bechira alone is not appropriate. Rak shaya kadosh baruch hu mechayev machriach ha'isim lekabel ha'teira she'ef shazul laseh, sh'leyach zol ha'teira v'vayu. A kadosh baruch hu forced them so that what they're receiving is necessary for existence. That's what it's perceived as. That's what it's seen as. V'al yiksha seif seif ha'yeh b'china ma'shkav lehim ha'ki gigas, she'kva omru nasa v'nishma. So, okay, we can still say, but at the end of the day, did it have any effect? They had already paid for it with Nasu Nishma, so it's like, If you buy something, then I point a gun to you and I say, buy it. I can't say I was forced to buy it because the forcing is actually after the buy. The Zilu Kasha. The Vari Ika Dova Shosha Yachsu. The Lama Yachsu. Kimishka Omnas Venishma. Raksha Dova Ze Royu Mitzar Atzmoy. Ke Echti Atoyer Shishlemus Kolomitsius. I did Shekach Boch Yisrola Kabla Toyer. He said it was a needed piece that needed to be there. It would come out that the world is standing on something that is by its nature maybe yes, maybe not. It's like I'm telling you that the speed of light is the fundamental unit of everything in the world. Everything in the world, you know, comes off that measurement. And then I'll tell you, so I'll say, wow, that's, you know, it's a very firm world. You have this firm equation, and everything is comes from it. If I tell you, you know, the speed of light not always is the same, then the whole building collapses. A foundation that sort of wavers is not a foundation. So he says, it would come out that the world is standing on something that maybe yes, maybe not. So by redoing it in a different format, it turns the Torah from an ideal to a reality. Klal Yisrael shouldn't think that now it's possible to get out of it. You know, they'll always say to themselves, maybe I'm going to check out. Like, let's give an example. If a person volunteers for the army, so it's very, very noble, but part of being in the army is there's no backseas. In other words, you can't decide this weekend you're checking out of the army. So it's a relationship that starts with volunteering, but it ends up with hechreach. In Israel, where the draft is actually hechreach, you know, it's obligatory. There's a, when you get a draft notice, at least when I got mine, I don't know now, it comes with a note that says the law obligates you to be drafted to the army, but everybody comes running as volunteers. In other words, the attitude is volunteers, but there's also a law behind it. So, you know, it pays to do it with a smile. Klal Yisrael should never think that it's possible to get out. Had that remained, it would have always, Torah itself, every minute that we're holding on to it, we're not holding on to something permanent by its nature, we're always holding on to something voluntary. So by definition, anything that must be, it can't. If A is a necessary condition for B, then there is no B without A. That's definition. Okay. Then he says, "V'chein mocha b'medrash b'pasik says v'loy tili ishul yuchal shachol kol yomo." So Chazal say, "Kishba Kodesh Baruch Hu loses Torah Sinai, kof aleim ha'kigigis shikabot erosot." So Yisrael is a Yisrael. Are Yisrael nusosik hashbaruch hu? Anything that happens with Ratzon, so the Medrash here is saying a fascinating analogy. I'm a fatta. That is something, by the way, that is it takes some understanding of certain realities. The typical Oynes and Mefata was not a stranger who lurked and picked up prey, but it was somebody you knew, and like a date, the type of thing. And therefore, forcing you to get married is something that is, it's a fair thing, so to speak. This is somebody who was dating you and pushed you into it. So, okay, so this is a consequence of it. But the fact that he has to, so she can always say no. But mitzidoi, anything that was not a result of consent, but of forcing, means there is no way out of it. It's something that the etzim is part of it. And I guess if you extrapolate it conceptually, it's like this. That which is a forced, that which is forced has to be, means, let's say I do something because I have something in me that forces me to do it. That means that it's part of my personality. For instance, if I have free choice in stealing or not stealing, so I can't say that that is an intrinsic part of my personality. But if something, if I have a compulsion to do it, that means that's me. And therefore, anytime a person created a relationship through onus, that relationship can't be undone. Of course, obviously she has a choice out, but he can't undo it, because that's the type of relationship they created. So too, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an onus, that means that that's a relationship that's be'etzim, and mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be undone. So that's what he first says. Any zivuk that's hechrechi, it has no siluk and hasara. It's just like in chemistry, when you have there are certain compounds. There are certain elements that are very volatile because they're missing electrons, whatever it is, and their need to acquire the extra electrons is very strong, and therefore they're very volatile, and they as soon as they're in contact with something, they there's a reaction and they pick up whatever they need. The opposite is just as hard to get rid of. Once they're paired, to break that pair is difficult because there was a very strong push, a chemical push, to make that bond. But it always goes hand in hand. As strong and as compelling or compulsive is the drive to do X, the undoing it is as difficult. When they wanted to be Parak Olmi Cheskel, Bo mizikne Yehuda Lidrosh. Amrulay, they told him, Ben Adam, Koyen a koyne evet, mashech betruma. If a koyen buys an evet, can the evet eat truma? So he told him, of course, Amrulay m'yechol. Amrulay m'chaza mochel Yisrael, im yatsa mishosay. What happens if he resells to Yisrael? Is he no longer koyen? Yes, Amrulay m'kayin. In other words, he loses that status, and he can't eat truma. We've dropped HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you have in mind, what you're envisioning, will never happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I swear that I will rule over you with a heavy hand. So he says this medrash is explaining that. It's this point. It was saying the same idea. It's like, by Treifus. You're eating truma because you belong to a kohen. once the kohen sells you, so just like being sold to a kohen, or gave it allowed to you, getting out of a kohen, you don't. So it's the same thing also in our relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were our Kadosh Baruch Hu's avadim, okay. We dropped that. We're no longer his avadim. There's no longer any halacha of being bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, V'heishen Yecheskel, ki chibur zeh muchrach. Yecheskel answered, this is a type of chibur that is muchrach. It cannot happen that you disengage from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By its nature, it's not something that may or may not be. So that can't be the situation. So once Kaya Sol's Makabal the Torah becomes a something that has to be. We don't have, we can keep it, or we can be forced to have it. But there is no disengagement, just like a person can't stop being a Jew. Tonight, he's not going to speak my sabrachis. So he says, this is what Chazal mean. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'aseh Bereishis is totally with Kabbalah Satayra, because the world does stand on it. So now he says over here something that's in a way of explaining this. Let's go through the steps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted the world. If something that he wanted will not function the way he wants it, it has no kiyum in the Bria. So Adam, Tzuras Adam, is the moral sense of things where the Torah says it. If Adam doesn't have that in himself, then there is no Adam in the Bria, and therefore the flesh and blood of ourselves, there is no Ratzon and no Mokim for that in the Bria. There was no Bria of me on my flesh and bones. There was a Bria of me as my Tzuras Adam, which means flesh and bones that carries a moral sense of things and carries it out. So that's the Tzura of Adam that Kadosh Baruch created. If that surah doesn't exist anymore, so the flesh and the bone and the meat, there is no shaykhs with Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, and the Mela, there's no kiyum for it. So the reason why the world must be Mekabel Torah in order to exist is because that gives it its surah. And not having its surah, there's no Ratzon for it to exist. So Klal Yisrael's being Mekabel the Torah in the way he's describing is a description of a certain Tzuras Adam existing in the Bria, and everything goes around that. Omer l'mayla be'arno oid ikratam, ki mechuyiv sh'adam tachas ha'ila, mitzad ha'ila asher goyza ha'mitzvus olav, u'bazeh ha'adam u'tachas reshus ha'ila. So he says there's another point in the Hechreach of Torah, in how it reflects reality. So the first point he made was that that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have it Tzuras Adam, and if we don't meet that Tzuras Adam, we're not fulfilling Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he's saying a second point. He's saying, Adam, everything in the Bria, he uses the word Ilan Olul. Ilan Olul is not only a cause for existence, it's a continuous cause for existence. In other words, if this table exists because Reuven built it, so Reuven could be long dead, table still stands. An ilam means the ongoing raison d'être. It's point of existence. In other words, if my company manufactures chemicals. I have a chemical quality control inspect in the plant. If let's say I switch, instead of producing chemicals, I'm made into a coffee shop. There is no, that person no longer exists. I don't have a chemical engineer quality control. It's because his raison d'etre has gone. Adam has a reason why he exists, and that reason is, he is the olul of an ilah. What creates that relationship is the hechreach to do whatever his shayrish wants from him. The relationship of olul and ilah is hechreach. Whatever there is in the ilah, whatever the ilah wants, and so on, the olul is carrying out. That it should be voluntary, it doesn't exist. In other words, a chibah ha'ilah. That's a friendship. That's a sort of a shutfis, a shlichus. It's not the relationship of olul of ilah and olul. So this is one of the reasons our Torah had to be min hashamayim, meaning, what is it that connects Adam to his shoresh? Once a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to say there's another piece over here. The soif soif haya kabbalah satoya bechreyach. So the moedah is it's valid even though the kabbalah satira the etzim inside its sur zechreach, it still means that it's lacking in that dimension. And the truth is, Torah needs both dimensions in ways that each one is completely there. Adam is completely there in terms of his muchrach, and he wants it. In Mei HaShveirus, Klal Yisrael created a new mitzvah that was totally with their desire. This is the first mitzvah that it started with Klal Yisrael creating the mitzvah, Beratzon Rav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it's right. So this is not just an issue. And as Paul's explaining this Gemara, it doesn't just mean to tell us a little bit about the Hilchis Navi being a Shreil Chadish, and it's the exception. It's telling me something that goes to the core of what it's about. Kibalta, Kabbalah's mitzvah, mi mitzvah atzis ha-Torah shekiv me'atzmon. So it's a mitzvah's ha-Torah, which we generated through Ratzon. So this mitzvah now becomes a litmus test that all the other mitzvahs were also meritzayna. Shema mitzvah she'achroina l'chol ha-Torah, she mikra megillah, kiblu me'atzmon. The fact that they created a mitzvah and they followed it. So Lemaisa, you have both mahalchim in Torah. You have Torah as totally meretzoneinu and Torah totally bechreach. They neither takes away from the other. So just like when you have a relationship of Av and Yira, those two relationships need not take away from each other. They can coexist. So Torah has itself the advantage of our tshuka and our ratzon, and the advantage of being the type of chreach that he speaks about. So Torah is our ratzon, and Torah is a chreichi. Kashirur l'choladvam shem famous oilam sheishia muchrach ve'ein afshari k'mo sheisbaya. So that's how the two different inyanim complement each other. Any questions? Any points? Anything?
That's great.
Okay. So you've already first.